Meaty reaction to your round, which was another wonderful and looked a really easy round for you.
Yeah, I mean, my horse is so fantastic, and he seems to love the place. He jumps the fences so easy, and yeah, he makes my job easy. He's fantastic.
So at any stage, I mean, as you say, you had supreme confidence. You seem to be riding with that confidence as well.
Yeah, you know, it's so nice if you have confidence in your horse that he's going to jump clear. You know, if you're worried about, oh, he might do this, he might do that. But knock on wood, I have to say he's been right there for me for quite a while now. And, yeah, he feels great. I thought maybe to criticize that round, I had a little too much horse to the, I don't know what number it is, but it's the one right after the one by the ingate here, left turn back to the vertical with the grass under it. I think I was a little late to settle him back and had a little too much horse there. He ticked that, but other than that, he was great.
And after the first two riders went today, McLean and Ken, what was the sort of meeting over lunch? What were the discussions then?
We discussed what I should do from the FEI vertical to the Liverpool. Lucy was planning 7, so we said, oh, well, wait, we'll see what Lucy does, how it goes for her. And then a few did it after, and I said, well, if they do it, then that's probably right for me with my horse. And McLean also told me, coming to the triple, it was just coming up deep for everybody. I guess in the beginning, a bunch had the front rail, and honestly, that's one other place as I was going to. I said, McLean warned me about this, and I'm still getting there a little too deep. But he jumped it anyway.
But as a team, a great start.
Yeah, fabulous. You know, I went into that round knowing that we had, for sure, we were in the top 10 to get in tomorrow and possibly even the top 5 with the scores we had already. So thanks to my teammates, it was pressure. But honestly, it was fun pressure.
Thank you.